No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Rejoining us back for our series prediction episode, we have Terry Cushman and Jeremy Schilling, fresh off a Red Sox series win in Texas. The Red Sox now face off against the red hot Kansas City Royals, winning 6 of their last 7. Game one, James Paxton, Brady Singer, Jeremy Schilling. Who you got game one?
Royals.
That was fun. Terry, no, anything else you want to say before we give it to Terry?
Yeah, we got no shot. Paxton, 4.52 ERA, number five starter on a good team, on a really good team that's healthy. He'd be the long reliever in the bullpen against Brady Singer, who's been really, really good at 8-6, 2.88, 115 strikeouts, only 36 walks, which puts his whip at 1.16. Oddly enough, the Red Sox are statistically better in all the main categories that I typically rattle off: batting average, on base, runs, home runs, slugging. But this game does not line up well. And I think Paxton, if he can go 5 and keep it to 3 or 4 runs, I'll be pleased and think we might have a chance the way the bullpen pitched last series, but I don't see that happening. This is a problem, a matchup.
Terrence?
So Paxton is more of a, you know, he's more of a fastball, curveball guy at this point. And those two pitches aren't gonna, you know, he, as Charlie would say, he can't really live on those. And unlike in his last outing, the Royals are gonna have a lot of right-handed options to put against him. The Mariners were one of the worst lefty, in fact, were the worst lefty hitting team in MLB. So Paxton was kind of able to escape for a little while, but I think he's going to get absolutely thumped by this Royals lineup. Ironically, it was in August of last year. I think the Royals put up like something like 5 or 6 earned on him in like 1 2/3. He didn't even get out of the, or maybe he didn't even get out of the first inning. They just lit him up right away. So I don't think this is going to be a good start. If the Red Sox have any chance, they're going to have to put up a ton of runs. They can do that, and I think they did get to Singer in his last outing, but I have to pick the Royals in game one.
Royals for game one is the sure bet putt. I mean, you know, we don't say sure bet win, but everything is leading in that direction. Brady Singer is lining up his season to probably have his best statistical year across the board with most strikeouts, most innings pitched, the most wins, probably the best ERA. He's already got that now, 2.88. He's 8-6 right now. He's 2 wins away from a season and career high. His whip is 1.16, which is the second best in his career. He's only 30 innings away from his best there. He's also 35 strikeouts away from his best strikeout number. I mean, Brady Singer's the better guy here. And for all the reasons that Kansas City's like absolutely lethal, you got Salvador Perez behind the dish. He's one of the best catchers in all of baseball. They have Vinny Pasquantino, their first baseman, who has really come alive in the past week or so. I mean, it's just leading out to be what could be a bloodbath for three straight games. So it's going to be a sweep for KC. Game two in this one, we have a little bit of an interesting one. Brian Bayo against almost Boston Red Sox, if you were Terry Cushman. Seth Lugo, who do you got in game two, Jeremy?
Royals. Lugo, 13-5, 2.57, 127 strikeouts, 33 walks, 1.02 whip. Bayo's wins are illusory. 10-5, 5.13 ERA, 103 Ks, 38 walks, 1.44 whip. Way too much traffic on base. Bayo has pitched better recently. I hope that continues. I don't think it will. I think we're in trouble here, boys, with a loss.
Terrence?
I'm going to take the Red Sox in game two. Bayo had a pretty good outing against them on July 14th. Pitched 6 1/3, 7 hits, 3 earned, only struck out 3, but that was basically the start of his turnaround as well. I mean, he's rattled off 4 good starts in a row. Seth Lugo, on the other hand, despite having, probably one of his career best seasons, he had his worst start of the season against the Red Sox. So I don't know if he'll make the adjustments to kind of keep our lineup off balance, but we're hot with the bats, you know, since the Seattle series. And Bayo is, like I said, put together his 4 best starts of the year. So I'll give the Red Sox game two. Bobby Witt Jr., though, probably just had the best month of his career. So
he definitely had the best month of his career, no question.
We're going to have that to contend with for sure.
Yeah, good luck. That's going to be super fun, and that's why the Kansas City Royals are going to win game two. I'm not doing it. I won't do it. I think that Lugo is going to make the transition. He's going to make the adjustments. He got absolutely shellacked. 5 runs in 5 innings, allowed 10 hits, struck out 6, allowed 1 home run. They actually shut him down in early July there. So they lost 5-0 to the Red Sox. I think he's going to make the adjustments. I think he'll be fine, and he'll figure out a way to at least split against the Sox for 2024. That will bring us to our third and final matchup here. Cutter Crawford, Mr. Home Run Giver, against Cole Reagans. Jeremy Schilling, who you got?
Royals. Reagans is a lefty, so that's a problem. 3.36 ERA, 159 strikeouts, 45 walks. That's a higher number, but still a 1.16 whip. Crawford can't stop giving up home runs. I think we talked about it in the recap show. 12 home runs, 10 solo in the last 3 starts. Unless Ref Schneider goes 4-for-4 with 4 home runs and they happen to get people on base, I don't see them beating lefties until they prove me wrong.
Dynamite. Terrence, game 3.
I don't really have a ton to add. Cole Reagans is one of the best pitchers in the American League. Lefty. Who knows what O'Neill's status is. I guess he had more of an illness than an injury, but you'll probably see Wong, Sogard. Smith is basically your everyday guy anyway, but it'll be a wonky lineup. Could the Red Sox string together a couple of good innings and put up some crooked numbers? I suppose they do. They don't have a great bullpen, by the way, but I can't pick against Cole Reagans. I got the Royals winning 2 out of 3.
Neither can I, Terry. I can't pick against Cole Ragans either. And it's not just because I like him on my fantasy team. He's just a far, far superior pitcher right now. And, you know, one right now is passing the eye test. And one right now is allowing balls to go to the moon. So I can't get behind it right now. I really want Cutter to figure it out. But right now, it's not a reality that we're living in. So, sadly, Sox, I think, are going to get thumped, as you like to say, Terry. Worst case scenario, we lose 2 out of this one. And we're going to at least lose one game in the wild card standings here against the Royals. Again, 6 of their last 7. They're on a hot streak. Yes, they face the White Sox. But Bobby Witt Jr. has had the best month that any player in Major League Baseball in the last 2 years. And it's not even a question. The guy's been absolutely electric. I mean, when I think of like insane months, there was one month that Troy Tulowitzki had in the early 2000s. I can't remember which one it was, but he had like 17 home runs or 18 home runs in the month of August or September. And he was just going off. I mean, he just went off. And he's not hitting home runs, but he's doing everything else. He's hitting home runs. He's hitting doubles. He's hitting .489 in the month. He's doing everything right for his team. The Royals will win a minimum of 2 games in this series. Anything else that either one of you guys wanted to add?
This is the team we're directly competing against for a wild card spot. If we drop 3 in a row, that's hard. That's hard to recover from because you got the Astros next. They're just, 2 or 3 games behind us, which means they'll be right on us. You got Texas again. I can't imagine that series is going to go much differently. But then you got the Royals, Astros again, the Diamondbacks. This is a brutal month, and we can't keep it in the park, our starting pitchers. So big series.
Absolutely. That is going to do it for all the bastards. Everyone have a great one. Take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.